Next patient is Sharon Walker. This is a consultation. Consultation request by a doctor. Dr. Mann, reason for consultation, atrial fibrillation, evaluation for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation. A consultation request by Dr. Manjal, M-A-N-G-A-L, reason for consultation, atrial fibrillation. History patient is a a 79-year-old female with atrial fibrillation and bradyarrhythmia period. Patient is initially seen by Dr. Sutrani, followed by Dr. Michael Kruger period. Dr. Kruger plays a pacemaker period. Patient is now referred to me by Dr. Manjal for ablation for atrial fibrillation period. Patient is completing a shortness of breath, fatigue, dizziness, a period. Apparently, patient has atrial fibrillation at least for a year period. Current medication, Eliquis, 5 mg 2 times daily, atorvastatin, 40 mg daily, Benicar, hydrochlorothiazide, period. Allergies, non-drug allergies. Social history, no history of smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Family history, no history of premature coronary disease or cardiac dysrhythmia. Review system in general, recent weight gain or weight loss, no vision of hearing impairment, cardiovascular, aspirin history, permanent denial history, pneumonia, COPD, abdominal history, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, estimating history, arthritis, neurological, no history of seizure disorder, TIA, on examination, blood pressure, 133 over 65, pulse 70, respiration 16, weight is 161 pound, HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilaterally, heart is irregularly irregular, 1 over 6 systole murmur, out of the sternum border, there is no gallop or up, abdomen soft, normal active, ball sound estimate, no edema. Click impression number 1. Atrial fibrillation. Number 2, bradycardia status post pacemaker implantation. Number 3, hypertension, which is well controlled. Recommendation. Patient has extensive cardiac workup done in the by other cardiologist. Apparently, patient has normal left ventricular function, period. Discuss with the patient regarding electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for atrial fibrillation. Procedure is kind of benefit. Discuss with the patient. Possible risk included but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart. Period. Patient is also aware that success of the procedure is 70 to 80% and sometimes need more than one procedure, period. I will also start the patient on amiodarone prior to ablation to get a better efficacy after the ablation period. Please send a copy to Dr. Manjal.